Hello? Hello? John, I just wanted you to know that I was glad you needled that son of a bitch Lissagor and introducing the chief.
I thought it worked pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lissagor is a bastard, and he upstaged our friend Sutherland, which pretty burned me, you know, with that clever speech of his. But when you made him make the chief stand up, he told me when Lissagor sat down, I said, is that part of your script? No, he says the attorney general egged me on.
I just needled him. He just started talking about the situation.
Well, even in that audience, which of course was one of the most disgusting, disgraceful audiences I've ever seen.
Aren't they?
They were drunk. They were disrespectful to the entertainers. They were disrespectful to everybody there. I just thought they were terrible.
I agree with you, and I thought you put it to them pretty good. But a friend of yours who's standing here that you want to talk to for a minute said that you just bowl them over with the approach that you take to them. And I agree with them. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Martha? She there?
No, he has another friend of yours. But I thought you put it to him pretty good. I agree with it. It's absolutely insulting to bring the president.
I'm never going again.
I agree with
you. I'm never going to the gridiron again. I'm never going to this again. I'm not.
Quite agree with you.
And, they're going to learn, and this is my last. I had told Ziegler before they had to beat me to make me go to this, but I said never again. I only went to Southern president, but I'll never go again.
Well, it's absolute complete rudeness.
Yeah. But at least it was a pleasure to stick it to them a little, and they had to stand up and do a little cheering at the end, which pleased me because.
Well, actually they did, and because of the way you took on it, you had some good lines. Our whole approach, and you came up far away on top.
Wasn't that the salt shaker thing? Paul Key sent me that.
one of the greatest lines I've ever heard was the television set in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
Oh, I think that's one of the greatest.
And he has the other television set standing in the corner.
I think that's one of the greatest lines I've ever heard. Well, here's that friend of yours just a minute.
Okay.
Hello, citizens. How are you?
No, we've been trying to reach you. Where you been?
Well, I tell you, I was over here visiting Martha Mitchell. I didn't know her husband was going to drop in.
Damn, it's always the way. The story of your life, isn't it?
That's right. Daily and a dollar short.
Yeah.
Listen, that was good. I really felt for you.
What a horrible crowd.
You know.
The most miserable. They were rude to the... And when that pretty little girl sang on the fighting side of... That's when she lost that audience.
That's right.
She lost that audience.
Unbelievable.
That's the song I liked. I told her after this, that was a great song.
Well, that was
she
great.
Was pretty, and she's all for us, too. All those entertainers are for us.
I'm glad you did what you did, have them all come over there. Arnie was sitting at our table doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He had never done anything like it before. He said,
yeah.
But
he did. He was the best of the entertainers.
Right.
But I was glad to stick it to him a little.
Well, you're
well, I think...
But it disarms him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, for 5 minutes. But I think, I tell him, John, I think that's one of the best gags I've ever done. I said, Attorney General, when he came in, I thought it was going to be outrageous. He said, don't bother talking to him with a mic. He said, don't bother with a mic. He's just talking to the salt shaker.
Bob Epinoff got sick after the California system had canceled out this morning.
Not serious?
No, he just got a cold. The doctor said it was in bed.
Well, what we were calling you about was to ask you to come over to the church service tomorrow. Can you
do
that? Certainly. It's Mother's Day, you know.
Yes, sir.
So come on over and why don't you stay the rest of the day? Can you do that?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we were, Julian, David and I was just, boy, that David's a great guy. He hates these funny people.
Very well. They'll never know it. They'll never do it.
Well, you know, I got up to talk. I was just about ready to spit in their eyes.
I don't see how you spit it.
I was so damn mad.
I don't see how you spit it.
I think it was all right, though. I only talked 6 minutes, and I just stuck it right to them.
You see, that sort of amplified, that sort of accentuated it. Anybody except as they think about it, and then they realize that the President of the United States cut his comments down to 4 or 5 minutes. That's what he's doing. you.
But one thing I told John, I was glad he needed that Santa cigar and made the chief stand up. Boy, that was great.
Didn't he get a hell of a hand?
Yeah, and that he wasn't getting a present or so, something like that, but some of their guests did.
They got to listen. They
got to do. Yeah. Well, I tell you, the country's on our side, on
yes, sir. No question about it. They're right in their own backyard. That's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah. They are all worrying about this and that. Boy, most of the people think they should have arrested more of them.
Good.
Well, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, sir.